Well, folks, one of the hearings I remember covering, and I remember it well because it was on a Sunday, and it was right before the COVID pandemic. We knew that was coming up, but it was right before it got really bad, right before Representative Runyon's came down with COVID, and I covered a hearing at the Missouri Capitol. It was just a long, long day, well into the night, as I recall, about 10, 11 hours. One of the big issues that was discussed that day by Representative Rasheen Aldridge was the importance of having two daily Amtrak trains in Missouri. It was a bipartisan issue, I know, at the time, and this year as well. He worked on that with Representative Griesheimer. But Representative Aldridge's effort has paid off this year because the legislature appropriated some new money that reopens that second train. And we'll talk about that here in this segment. I'm Brian Houseworth, the Representative Rasheen Aldridge Jr. of St. Louis, kind enough to join us here on Missouri Net. Representative, always a pleasure to have you with us. I remember that day how passionate you were, because it wasn't just people with disabilities, although you talked about that, but you also talked about tourists and you talked about elderly people, people that depend on people depending on that don't have a car, et cetera. A lot of people depend on Amtrak. How important is it, sir?
I actually remember that day quite like it was yesterday myself, because last year, right, like you had mentioned, right before the pandemic, the budget team, which I'm a member of, we went back on a Sunday, March 15th, which was my birthday. I was like, oh, man. And we were there for about 11 to 12 hours, trying to get the budget done, and a little nervous due to what was going to happen with the pandemic and shutting down. And one of the big fights that was important to me in my first year last year, but also this session, is making sure that Amtrak was fully funded. And I've used Amtrak to travel to Chicago. I've used Amtrak several times last year to travel up and back to Jeff City just to not have to drive and use the public transportation, because it drops us off right there at the Capitol. But, you know, Amtrak, we just celebrated its 50 years of, you know, service and the service that they provide to the United States and the great service that they provide to Missouri. It's so beneficial. Like you said, you know, so many people use it. If it's people that's coming into the state to see our great state, or people that's traveling just to try to get to the other side of our state in Kansas City, you know, Amtrak is fairly inexpensive and it's very accessible for people to be able to travel to meet their families if it's around the holiday time. And then just more public transportation never hurts, especially, you know, the better the public transportation, the better it makes our state. And it makes people that want to come here, when they think about, you know, how do they get around the city, or how do they get around the different location, Amtrak is just so important. I'm glad we've been able to get it back to two trains as we go into our bicentennial year.
Obviously, you're a progressive Democrat, and I know you have strong feelings on a number of issues, but on issues, and there's a lot of them out there where you have worked with your Republican colleagues. It could be the Arch Bill with Dale Wright. It could be Representative the Limb Awareness Bill you worked on with Senator Esslinger. This bill's another example. You work with a number of a lot of them, rural Republican colleagues on this proposal because they have districts that are along the Amtrak route. How was that difficult for the two parties to come together? Or was it pretty easy?
You know, in my first year last year, when I was able to work with Representative Griesheimer, and he's just been amazing to work with him last year and this year to make sure we not only had that they got the proper funding, but that we have the right language to keep it to two trains. You know, coming in last year, I was nervous that it was going to be very divided, but this was an issue that, like you said, Amtrak and where Amtrak travels throughout the state, it just don't touch my district in the 78 down where one of the main stations is. You know, it touches many other people's districts, and it's so accessible for people to get around. And it's been honestly great to even work with representatives and senators that are saying that they want to expand it and figure out how do they put a station in their town, because they know how essential that the Missouri River is.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've got obviously St. Louis, Kansas City, then to Kirkwood, and then I don't want to leave anybody out, but we have obviously Washington and then Herman here in Jefferson City, over to Sedalia, Warrensburg.
You know, Amtrak touches a little bit of everybody. It gives a little bit of everybody love, and like I say, they have been a great entity in the state to just to be able to travel on a very cheap cost, not so costly expense, and it's just very relaxing. The staff is there at Amtrak is amazing, and you really get to kind of see the state in a different way when you take that train and you just got the 2 hours from St. Louis to Jeff City to just see how beautiful the state of Missouri is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there was a lot of talk on that. And again, very bipartisan. A two-part question on this, and then we'll move on to another issue. But who does it serve, the train and the Amtrak service? Who does it serve? And what about the issue of sustainability? I know I know at the one in March of 2020, some lawmakers, and I want to say they were down in far southern Missouri. A couple of them aren't even on when I say they're not there, they were termed out. But I think a few of them were worried about if this was sustainable to fund the twice daily passenger train services. I recall one was even worried about funding one. Your response to those two questions, Representative?
Yeah, I mean, Amtrak serves so many people. I know it's so many people in my district that have used Amtrak even before I was aware. I have a good friend, Mike Baldwin, who travels to Kansas City a lot because he has family there. And he always used to tell me how he gets up and he get on the Amtrak and he take it back. And it's just, you know, it's accessible for him to get to where he needs to when it's across the state, when he don't have, you know, a car to be able to do those type of travels, right? So it serves such a great service. Like I say, coming up on this 50-year anniversary of Amtrak and all the stuff that they've done, in the United States, but in Missouri, is such a great service to people that live here, but it is really big for people that want to come to St. Louis. And as we're getting out of the pandemic and St. Louis is really thriving, our state is really thriving, you know, this is a central service that will change people's minds when they think, you know, what does public transit look like in the state of Missouri? Is it accessible to get to one place or another place? And Amtrak is serving one of those services that is truly needed. You know, one of the big pushbacks right now is, like you say, there's a lot of rearage that we have not been paying Amtrak, and we actually owe them some money. And I think, you know, what we were able to negotiate in the budget conference committee is we have a lot of federal funds coming down that potentially could be used to pay off some of this rearage that ultimately the state just have not paid to Amtrak. We are responsible for it, and we need to make sure we pay them because two trains is so accessible. When I used to use a train to go up to Jeff City, I would only, if we stuck to one train, I would not be able to get back and forth to Jeff City if we only had one train. But with two trains, it makes it easier for people to travel across the state and get where they need to get.
A great point about not being able to get back because you'd have to wait till the next day, and that would make it more difficult. I understand that. Final question, and I'll give you the final word. Again, we're speaking here, folks, with State Representative Rasheen Aldridge. He is a Democrat from St. Louis City. We're talking about the issue of Amtrak. The other issue I want to ask the representative about, and I had him on an interview, it was the final month of the session. I was in Representative Dale Wright's office, and he and Representative Aldridge worked together on the Arch bill. They also worked together on a bill, and it ended up being part of Senate Bill 72, so the bill obviously has been signed, but it provides, Representative, the bill you really champion, Limb Loss Awareness Month in Missouri will be in the month of April. You have a prosthetic leg. This is personal for you.
It's very personal. When I was born inside my mom, the right side of my leg grew shorter than the left side of my leg, which, you know, I have to use a prosthetic to be able to walk. And as a young kid, I had to go through countless surgeries and Shriners just to make sure when my foot turned around straight that, you know, they had to keep breaking it. And from a young age, just growing up, I've seen how young people, like myself, and even I went through it, when you have a disability, sometimes a lot of people want to look at it as a sad, you know, and a lot of people just don't know, you know, why people have prosthetics, if it's been due to war or through diabetes or whatever it is. So with being able to work with people across the aisle and on my side of the party, I had probably over 30 co-sponsors. Majority majority of them was Republicans that joined on. But it is so important to raise awareness on individuals that have lost a limb, but not just raise awareness. My goal really after getting this bill passed is to try to figure out how do we make healthcare more accessible for people with disabilities. You know, right now, if I didn't have healthcare, it would be really tough for me to have the prosthetic that I have. It costs around $1,700. And we think about our seniors that are disabled to have caretakers, without having the proper funding, they don't have those caretakers and they can't potentially get around the house because they are in a wheelchair and they need a little bit more support. So it's about raising awareness, but it's also about how do we make in the future, how do we make healthcare more accessible for individuals like myself? But I really do, you know, I couldn't get it done last year due to COVID, and we was able to get it past the finish line this year. But I appreciate everybody in the House and Senate coming together, working on such an important issue that not only affects me, but it also affects another member in our chamber, Bridget Walsh, who is missing a limb and who walks around with crutches.
Yes, yes, and just a wonderful person. It's pretty powerful hearing you talk about it. And the other thing I guess I'd point out, and then I'll give you the final word, Representative, and you mentioned this on the floor one day, and I hadn't thought about it until you actually phrased it this way, and I'm paraphrasing, Representative, but you were talking about this very bill, and you said basically it's hard at times to even put clothes on in the morning. I'm sure you remember saying, and again, you phrased it a little bit differently, mm-hmm. but again, it's awareness about letting people know. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy.
It's not. It's, you know, and I don't expect, you know, individuals who have not lost a limb to understand, right? But to be able to just kind of allow them into my life and allow them into other people's lives that have disabilities, it's not. It takes me a little bit longer to get dressed because I have to put the sock on my prosthetic, I have to put the pants on, then I have to put the shoe on, and then I have to put my leg in it. And, you know, sometimes it hurts. About 10% of the time it hurts. So when it does hurt, it hurts until the next day. And that the day doesn't stop. And even though my leg is hurting and it's difficult to put on, it's difficult to walk and it bruises up, I have to continue to, you know, go on as if nothing is happening because the day is continuing to go on. So it's just, it is being able to, again, just raise that awareness because I don't think people know. Even some of my close friends, you know, once they see me out of, with my leg off, they're shocked. They see the prosthetic and they ask questions like, how many times do you have to get one? How many times do you have to go and get it repaired? Because they just the wear and tear of all that walking and body pressure can really make it where it's not as new as it used to be. So it's an opportunity, I think, just a awareness, but a learning opportunity, and especially an opportunity for us to learn together and not feel guilty, but to figure out how do we make it more accessible? How do we make it easier for so many members? Think about people that went off to war that have lost limbs. So many members that didn't grow up like this that now have to figure out how do they get around with such this nuance of not having a limb and having to use a prosthetic.
Very powerful. Representative, I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add on either one of these issues or something else? Feel free.
I would just say, you know, both of these issues have been only there 2 years, but you know, being a legislator, sometimes it feels like it forever. Both of these issues have been something that I've been truly passionate about getting into it when I first came in, the legislature. If it's been a member of the budget team, working with members across the aisle to make sure that we fund Amtrak, if we're not going to fully fund transportation, that we're able to fund Amtrak and keep two trains, or getting limb loss awareness across the aisle and starting a conversation on how do we make it more accessible. It was a really great year, and I appreciate, again, not just my side of the aisle, but other members on the other side to be able to work with me to get some stuff done for the great state of Missouri.